Blog Talk Radio.
Your co-host Ghetto G will join us. Whenever the fuck he joins us. I'm debating on whether or not if I should upload this track by this artist by the name of Tears in Purgatory. I mean, I don't know, dude just kinda sound like, I don't know, like it sounds like dude's trying to fucking rip off fucking ICP in a way. So I'm trying to decide if I should or should not. What's going on, Parodia? I mean, yeah, I just don't know what. I don't know if I should upload the track or not. It is a question. But I guess in the meantime, we'll go with a little motherfucking twisted. Give me more.
Yo, ICP and Twisted, wrecking shit for the fam, motherfucker!
I'm like, fuck this shit, bitch. I ain't playing. I give a fuck what you in that DJ say. Kicking is right now, no more delaying. Like a dog, I got them all open. Obliterate the competition, my guy's the son of Satan. But really, I'm just a man on a mission, impatiently waiting. I got the weight of a generation, generate my head for every song that I've been making. That it might be too late or back down. It's coming to fate with a letdown. If it blows up in my face, that's the kind of person I ain't. I relate to the X-Files more than an American Idol. I'm a death star, looking to jumpstart your vitals. Enough for, I'ma keep my name on the title. Even though that's not all of my rivals feeling suicidal.
Bring them out!
On the floor, it's like pizza every night. It was okay, the first bite, man, like an old hooker's netting. It's nothing tight, serve it up with hot soup in a candy painted coupe with a fresh fruit on a Fruity Loop. It's still poop.
You never do for better when our medicine is better than anything I'm better mannequin. I need a kidder in my head. Heard it, that's your best work. Where your heart somehow, that's on the chart. I'd rather hear an elephant bark. Wicked scientist, had your cake, flying fist. Why you even trying this, bitch?
Great Lake Earthquake, kick your rump shaker. Take them through the roadblock, boom, breaker, breaker.
Any more of that, cut you flat like a doormat. Ignore that, crack the fact, had that poor shit back.
Bring them out!
Soundboard fucked up yet again. So give me 1 second to get you get back up onto the soundboard. And I guess I'll play the fucking track by that dude. I guess. I guess you can let me know what you guys think of him. I don't know. What... But, yeah, like I said, I'm going to let you guys fucking figure out what you guys think of them straight up. That's probably the best way to go at it. In my opinion, I think he's kind of ripping off of ICP in a way. But you let me know. if you think the same thing. So, here we go with Tears in Purgatory, Running with a Hatchet.
I wanted to see you hurt, and so I make you suffer. I wanted to hear you scream for kind of blood is everybody murdered? They say I'm back, although I really never left. No, thought they weren't fighting anybody's for a bitch. That's cause I fed him to my alligator pet. So, entire case they built became a crock of shit. Or shit, a crock of fall was wrong with both the species. Not sure exactly if it's gator or a crock. But it was great, it turned anybody parts to feces. And people started coming missing on my block. Mess became a trademark, a modern urban baby killing boogeyman, attacking bitches in their homes and there's a late park. But I go to jump and ride and blog with a pad in hand. You can walk about my machete blade to survive my stories. That is what I cut you with and know you will not survive. Will not get cut, will not escape, and it will get gory. Zip a face attack till there is no body left alive. Wonder who the fuck is that knocking at your door? Sip, sip, crimson bone with the sickle.
Yeah. gon' blow, yeah, I got the song. The flavors in the funk, and the chronic in my lungs. If a hater's a hater, then a punk can get done. King Loso, North Ash, playing for life, King Spade. We get high when we ride, voodoo, voodoo, voodoo. For my magic, been dope for too long, smoke bombs when I grab it.
You know Ricky got to have it if you're claiming the bomb. And here's another soda classic to get your smoke on. We can all get along if you follow my creed. Get drunk, take two, and smoke a gang of weed, you see? Live show, so enjoy while you can. Take planes around the world, take trains across the land. Keep it on pushing, keep it moving up. And if your drink goes missing, go and get another cup.
I'm Dexter, and I'm not sure what I am.
Hi, Dexter.
I just know there's something dark in me. I'd hide it. Certainly won't talk about it. But it's there. Always. It's dark passenger. When he's driving, I feel alive, 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 alive.
Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. I'm a mix of God and the devil. My mind's never leveled on these instrumentals. I do what I do, easy, cause I'm cursed. Blood fiend, motherfucker, tell me what's worse. I am the driver of your hearse. After you're bloody and hurt, I am the first and I am the last. Find me taking shots up the holy mass. I got my nine ready, cocked too fast. But you never know, because I come too fast. The color red, it always makes him come. All I hear is red rum and watching people run. I have no control, but it's sort of fun. My mind is fun, a monster I've become. Everything's a haze, I'm feeling kinda crazy. Stuck in a maze, you want the monster, well you can have it. A dark, dirty motherfucker, his name is Casket. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now. My monster is coming out. I have risen from the ashes like an evil accent, speaking to the masses, spitting acid, coming and flashing. Murder is a passion, no compassion, it's everlasting. I am the shadow in the light, bring the fight to give a fright. Cannibal killer, give a fight. Yo buddy, you better watch what you're saying, cause your blood I'll be slaying. Hang your carcass by a hook, now by the in your book. Welcome to my hood, casket looking shook. I am the darker side of justice mine. A dark passenger, you will find. Together we ride, I am the guy deep in the mind. I will hide until the time I come outside. I need to kill, the feeling's real. Can I feel? It's time for my meal. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. Can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down,
gotta keep it bound, so it's never found. Can't stop now, my monster is coming out too loud. Can't stop it now, I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out.
And we're back, and I gotta say, tonight TNA Impact sucked. Only good match they had was the fucking tag match. Fucking, which was the Hardy Boys versus the Wolves. Only good match. I mean, the tag, you know, the heavyweight title match between Austin Aries and Lashley was way too predictable. It's like you knew Lashley was gonna win. Like, seriously, the fuck. I mean, they could have done something better. I mean, they could have given us a knockouts match. But no. Nope, no knockouts. It was boring bullshit. And it's funny how they keep putting Samoa Joe back in the X Division. I mean, seriously? Why did they do that for? I don't know. Like, they just need to find something to do. At least the WWE just buy them out already. As long as WWE don't make fucking TNA go PG, that'd be horrible. At least bring back fucking AJ Styles. I mean, seriously. Angle could do that. Bring someone that, you know, that hasn't been in there in a while and give them another title fucking shot. We probably won't see that for quite some time. If we do, it'd be amazing. If not, fuck it. But, let's see. I said we go with the motherfucking Underground Avengers featuring Demi Damari. This is the Simple Man.
So I got to be made. Let me tell you, this thing's wicked.
In the day,
and time is ticking. Ain't too many timeouts left, so I gotta play dirty if I wanna win this. And best believe before it's over, people's gonna get muddy. These streets are filthy, but that never stopped me from getting money.
Simple man, simple man, you do this all the time. If you hard woman and never letting my guard down. Never let another take advantage of me, yeah, I'm just too smart now. I've got the heart of a lion, I'll be the king, I'm not lying. And in this scene, I'm admired, but I'm just me, not a giant. I've got my faults, but I'm trying to make the right call and be brighter than the sun before life's turning my life on.
Hello ladies, here's the deal. Welcome to Tech9's tour bus. Before you get on this bus, there's a couple rules you need to follow. Leave all your cell phones with me. There will be no tweeting, no Facebooking, no playing the PlayStation, no Instagram, no YouTubing. Whatever happens on this bus, stays on this bus.
What's up? It's me, Caribou again.
Tech9?
Kansas City fucking hooligan. If you the keep cool and true to doing the fool, my friend, you'll begin boozing and choosing women that we do and do again. Only if they hold us the secrets, they crossing over the beaches and up and go where we eating, we rockin' rollers. Deep in the thought we go, but no tweeting, she lost the mobile and geeking because we showed her. Freaking across the globe, a new weekend, we off in Boulder, Colorado. All my soldiers got a bottle and some hoes with a wobble from Sticky Doja, hella bobble. Head bitches, they motto is let's kick it. Colorado's a red district full of brothels and med fixes. Yo, we gotta hide, you see, we get no privacy. Why would she ride with me, tweeting straight lie to me? I don't know what, who she sleeps with, but all I know is don't you tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Baby, I would hate to kick it and then erase ya, cause you wanna go to one of those social networks and go state the facts about my nature. I gave to see you later. Ooh, this bitch is shaking the table.
Miss at me, could you risk it? Be listed with a switch pick, stick at me when you miss it. You scripted me when I gotta move invisibly. You violated, you fly away. Simple cause I am stealth. If I'm your date and we try to make it, keep it to your damn self.
Get our nudie on, quiet, we can truly bone. And I'll be pushing all your buttons like movie phone. Act like you belong, creeping in my groovy home. Drinking Blue, we gone every weekend, all my groovy zoned. Way of life, keep it neat, tricks. If you in the beast mix, you don't see shit. And you will get the least bit of resistance. We pick who we see fit, but yo.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Yeah, it is what it is, baby. No, I don't want a lot of ears in my biz, lady. Crazy, stainless, ears at my crib, stainless. Dip and get me to drop some jizz on your lid, maybe.
We in Canada partying like some animals. Even my tour manager know that tweeting will vanish. Tweet the day after and say my party was an amateur. Granted, the law camera planted in dark canisters.
Keys you will receive right when you leave. Please, I'm on your knees, you cannot leave, not I see.
Put away your phone, Yahtzee, and don't be flicking like the fucking paparazzi. We live in covert, Flavor Flav, no. We let you see what we want to and when we say so.
Monitor,
untweeting gossip is really out of her.
That's why
I think I don't have that many followers.
Dude, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
The fuck you mean, am I mad? It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, and you sitting there talking to me about Twitter. Twitter, man. Fuck, that's some bullshit, America. Go ahead and tag that, bitch.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you.
don't tweet it.
All right, y'all, up next. Stevie Stone featuring Jaron Bennett. 1 o'clock. Jump.
Okay, fellas, this is it. We got together to play our kind of music, and so far, nobody's let us. Well, we're going to play it tonight, whether they like it or not. We're going to do all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock jump.
All in. Pop the sheet, the body start to fall in. When we rapping, you're leaning on the wrong end. Going all in, watch me put the balls in. What your man got? Dogs that banging like Bangkok. Coast clear, we leaving off the main lot. Time's up, when the bass drop. You don't hear me though. You little bit of comments on the videos. Your peers in your ears bumping my material. Give me you, I'm the shifters in gender. What is this? Here we go. They shoot. I made you look. Another line, landmine in my rhyme book. Crunch time on the grind, got the line hook. That time, think I'm lying, got them all shook. You ain't all that, 100 years, what you call that? Couple bad bitches puffin' on my balls, that. Fuck, see me good, pussy sippin' cognac. Here's fall back, 1 o'clock, I'm hitting the dope spot. The fur in the back, waving the cap, the smoke pop. Fiends are steady coming, the money, it won't stop.
We got together to play our kind of music, and so far, nobody's let us. Well, we're gonna play it tonight, whether they like it or not. We're gonna do all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock jump.
All in. Pop the sheet, the body start to fall in. When we're rapping, you're leaning on the wrong end. Going all in, watch me put the balls in. What your man got? Dogs out the banging like Bangkok. Coast clear, we leaving off the main line.
Alien extraterrestrial, I'm in this bitch like I don't give a fuck. I got an extra pair of testicles. I fuck your bitch and fall asleep on the couch from a draw to the TV. On good afternoon, I killed you fucks and cut up the cork with TV. Life in the jungle was the shit that my mama could teach us. Shit, I used to coke hanger to kill me when I was a fetus. Go eat a Snickers cause you rappers just bitches and divas. Fucking cupcake faggots with feminine features. I never trust women and preachers. I'm not a human being, I'm a different creature. I love ratchet bitches, belligerent skeezers. After I beat the pussy up, then we get in some pizza. I'm pimping bitches with telekinesis. After your mom give me a blumpkin, I'm never your nieces. Fuck your thoughts, the hell with your thesis. After we take the organs out, then we melt them to Jesus.
We got together to play our kind of music, and so far, nobody's let us. Well, we're gonna play it tonight, whether they like it or not. We're gonna do all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock jump.
All in. Pop the sheet, the body start to fall in. When we're rapping, you're leaning on the wrong end. Going all in, watch me put the balls in. What your man got? Dogs out the banging like Bangkok. Coast clear, we leaving off the main lot. Time's up, when the bass drop. All in. Pop the sheet, the body start to fall in. When we're rapping, you're leaning on the wrong end. Going all in, watch me put the balls in. What your man got? Dogs out the banging like Bangkok. Coast clear, we leaving off the main lot. Time's up, when the bass drop.
We need all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock jump.
Strange music.
I got a backpack shade and a heart that's made of gold. And the title of my life, the best story ever told. And I think that I'm doing alright. So what if I wake up late and party all night? I'm doing fine. Backpack shade and a heart that's made of gold. And the title of my life, the best story ever told. And I think that I'm doing alright. So what if I wake up late and party all night? I'm doing fine. Pale skin, shouty, clay chain hanging. All these haters like to talk, but I'm still something they can't hang with. While they vlogging at they home, I'm out on paid bay. but we moving. It's kinda crazy that they chasing what we doing. It's kinda lame that all these other rappers choose and start hating on the girls that are fucking with the movement. Come on, man, we do
this. I got a backpack shade and a heart that's made of gold, and the title of my life, the best story ever told, and I think that I'm doing alright. But what if I wake up late and party all night? I'm doing fine. Backpack shade and a heart that's made of gold, and the title of my life, the best story ever told, and I think that I'm doing alright. But what if I wake up late and party all night? I'm doing fine. Say I mean anything I spit is real as me. Anything I do is for my team. So we just kicking back, making moves, only get a break for a day or two. And even then I got bits and a handle in a bit, and it's back on road trips with the wake up crew. We walk, we smoke, we wake they game up, and you know we go, so go. The game gon' change up with a little chick from San Jose, yo. And I'm taking over, mind is made up, and I ain't gon' stop till I cop me a guapo mansion somewhere rich as fuck. And I'm just dreaming big, having fun. You're one of the cool kids, and I tell my mom that I'm finna get paid, and I'm stopping all the bullshit. Plus she know the money I'm using to pay bills is off of my music, and she finally coming around. I told her, come on man, we do this. I got a backpack shade and a heart that's made of gold, and the title of my life, the best story ever told, and I think that I'm doing alright. What if I wake up late and party all night? I'm doing fine. Backpack shade and a heart that's made of gold, and the title of my life, the best story ever told, and I think that I'm doing alright.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Records. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a
jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representer. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you're working just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love, wailing, chanting, scanning, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, because I'm a
whiskey-drinking S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Oh, we're back at this again, huh?
Yep. We got one listener.
And it's not Angel.
Then who is the lucky person?
Parodia. She's trying to bring more people in.
Yeah, good luck with it.
Yeah, so I might try out Uberprints.com instead of for a shirt this time.
Okay, then.
Only because of the fact I got my shirt, and most of it is good. Until it gets down to radio, where it's faded.
The fuck?
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks good for the most part, but like I said, it's like, to make it down to radio, it's like, kind of faded.
Well, why don't you tell them you want your money back?
And I'm still going to rock it.
So, tell them you still want your money back. You really think they're going to take it back anyway?
True.
Like, go ahead, man. Send me that t-shirt back.
Yeah, I think a picture will be later. So, you know, like, so that way you can see, like, how the radio part came out.
So besides that one word, how's the rest of the shirt look?
Badass, actually. The picture doesn't look distorted at all. Good. And the words in the back. Hold on. I'm going to take a picture of that shit.
Give me one second.
I got to get my fat ass up off my bed.
How the hell is the shirt turn out fine except for the bottom of the picture?
I'll show you.
Or no, wait. It's at the top of the picture.
Yeah, it's at the top of the picture. All right.
Let me send that shit your way. And that should be... Like I said, I mean, like, most of it, like... You know, like, a lot of it actually looks good, but it's just that, like, last part. Oh, motherfucker. There we go. Send. Okay. There you go. Yeah, let's see. All right. I need to fucking take myself off that fucking post.
I feel that same way about everything I comment on.
I mean, you know, someone said that, you know, what's your favorite Dark Lotus song? I don't know if these people are stupid. There's one person fucking said, that's what she said. She said, something stupid. I gotta fucking scroll all, I gotta go to previous comments. Okay, here we go. Becky D. Barnett said, Halls of Illusion and what is a Juggalo?
You fail. Wow.
Oh, Ghetto, what's your favorite Lotus track? Is it, what is a Juggalo or Piggy Pie?
Well, this is gonna go into stupidity I saw the other day too. So, I'm gonna say my favorite Dark Lotus song is Nightmare on Military Street.
Like seriously, how the fuck? Like, how do you fuck that up?
I don't understand how these motherfuckers fuck any of this shit up.
What
seems
the
how,
fuck?
Like, somebody else pointed this out too, man, which, you know, makes a lot of sense. You know, the name of the tracks are pretty much everywhere that you fucking play them. So how do you fuck the titles up?
I don't know.
Like, they're on the back of CD cases. They're on fucking Pandora, if it's on there, fucking your media player, you know, iTunes, all this shit.
Yeah, but yet that, yet Lotus is, all those in Butter Juggalo is not Lotus, neither is fucking Nightmare on.
But I'm just saying that had to do with their favorite ICP song, or first ICP song they heard or something. But still, it's wrong.
Like, are they trying to combine Cartoon Nightmare with fucking Halloween on Military Street?
They probably don't know the Cartoon Nightmares.
Yeah, but it's a nightmare.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, chances are they don't even know that song.
Fuck. Parodia, what's your favorite Lotus track? And please don't say something like Piggy Pie or anything like that, like these dumbasses up in JFC did.
Man, fucking scrolling through fucking old Juggalo's chat earlier, man. My God. It's just retardedness, man. Selfie. Post a selfie. God fucking damn it. Really? Fucking do something else. Oh my God. And then all you do is have admins in there that just make fun of people all day. Like, really? Do they not have a life at all?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, look, here's another one. Amber, whatever the fuck her name, last name, Lawwell. Die unveiling.
Lawwell?
Yeah. No, it's, Lawwell.
What is her lovely answer?
Zion Villain.
And what is that for? Lotus?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously, what the fuck is up with these damn people?
I really don't know.
Ay, caramba.
I think my favorite Lotus track is Alibaba.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Lotus has a track called With the Lotus.
What's the name of that song? Those are like lyrics in a song. With the Lotus. That's not a song?
I don't think so. Oh, wait, yes, it is. It's off of Black Ring. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I knew that much.
Yeah, it's With the Lotus. I had to make sure, because I'm seeing all these idiots saying, all these idiots giving ICP tracks for Dark Lotus.
That's because they don't even know who the fuck Dark Lotus is, unless they were at the gathering this year.
True. This is a track I don't remember. Definitely don't remember this one. So I'm gonna put I'm gonna have to go with Susan M. Von Drost.
What is this, Hollywood Squares? You're going with them? What, for the block? Why are we going with this chick?
That's a dude.
You just said Susie or some shit.
He said, yeah, I'm going to go with Susan M. Von Drost.
What? Is that an answer?
That's the answer. That's apparently the fucking song he likes by Lotus.
What is You're Making Shit Up?
Yeah. Really is. Okay. Never mind. He was agreeing with Susan M. Von Trost, who said, give me that blood. Failed.
I see.
Really failed. Yeah, man, so did you take a listen to that Jaybird track I sent you?
No.
Oh, then that's a play for you.
Yeah, it's probably the only way I'm going to listen to it.
All right, here we go. Jaybird, Full Throttle.
Kettle, oh, we full throttle. From the state to the day that I die, I will go full throttle. Check, you my spin on this, spin it around. Put the pedal down, I don't wanna sound. Shut up with the hate that goes for your mouth. Saying I suck, you good with the jokes. You want a red nose, that's going with you clown. Pound for pound, I'll put it down. It is you, let's ride around town. Passing the bottle, we tackle these enemies. We gonna come out on top. When are we leaving, our frozen in the dust. And that's what you get for being soft. Turn out the locker room, bust through the banner. And show the crowd we going hard. Making them realize they won't ever win. And we take all the cheerleaders out. Oh no, never go slow, give a show, go pro. When he's stepping on the field, kill the foes, let them know. Make them say, oh, like they didn't know. But they know now, so you gotta end the show. I rip it like a fatty in a small jacket. Ride around with my daddy in the back of the caddy. And then they get a couple girls in the back of the caddy. And then I take them down to my basement gladly.
Yeah, we got that pedal to the middle. Boy, we full throttle. Never got that pedal in the middle. Girl, we full throttle. Bitten so much heat, my boots are kettle. Oh, we full throttle. From this day to that day, that I die, I will go full throttle.
Ripping it bad with this and this swag. I'm moving it forward, I'm taking it back. Slide, I glide all over the track, and I'm fighting with the mic, and I'm telling a bit of tack. I snack on the beat and hack up tracks back on the napkin. I whack you with the napkin, so you get what I am rapping. You get it, I get it, I get it, cause I spit it. Rip it so bad, you can't fix this. Put it in the middle, let's get this twisted. This hit booger, it got too big of britches to sit in. He needs to sit at his desk and try to listen instead of fisting. Never gonna stop, girl, we're never gonna not. No, I gotta have the top, bro, I gotta keep the fire going. Like it or not, I'm hot, bro, like the sun beaming on a black card. No, I eat you like a Spanish and tacos. This beat is cheese and nachos. Will I fall? It's more like nacho. My motto is go full throttle.
Yeah, we got that pedal to the metal.
Boy, we full throttle.
Never got that pedal in the middle.
Girl, we full throttle.
Bitten so much heat, my boots are kettle.
Oh, we full throttle.
From this day to the day.
And we're back. What'd you think, man?
Surprisingly, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, and the fact that he's like 15, 13, and he got to open up Tech N9ne.
Well, anybody could have that opportunity as long as you know somebody to work the venue.
No, true.
Because the thing you don't know about shows is, man, they fucking let a lot of people open up for fucking people before the actual acts that are on the show come on.
Oh, that and plus, like, you know, he also got, now I got to hang out with Tech on Tech's bus.
I'll say that. He got lucky there.
Hell yeah. The funny thing is, the Tech N9ne show was actually his first show ever.
Well, there you go. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, hell yeah. I think the only track I'm not that big on is his fucking green and yellow track.
Is that a fucking Wiz Khalifa beat?
Don't know, but I know it's for the Green Bay Packers.
You don't know. Yeah, there you go.
Yep, that'd be him.
Uh-huh. You know what it is. Black and yellow, black
and yellow. Yeah, so, I mean... He's definitely got talent. He's definitely good.
Well, until you just played that beat, and he made another until he made another version of that song.
Yeah, but it definitely does a hell of a lot.
So many damn songs to that fucking beat, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's definitely better than Wiz Khalifa.
I disagree. That was the only good version of that song. Or even the remix where he had fucking Juicy J and Snoop Dogg and all them in it.
Yeah, man. So what do you think of that shirt? How they have it for like radio?
It looks fine. It's just looks like they ran out of red ink, I guess. I don't know, but it looks all fine, except for the discoloration of the word.
Yeah. You know, maybe I will stick with them. Plus, it's free shipping. Well, $32 plus the free shipping.
Well, it better be free shipping. You pay over $30 for a shirt.
Yeah. Wait, parody of what's Lil Wayne? The fuck is, wait, we're talking about Lil Wayne.
Wait, what?
She said it hates Lil Wayne.
It hates Lil Wayne? We all hate Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Lil Wayne deserves to be hated.
Except for, what's his name? Lil Snow. He apparently likes Lil Wayne.
Apparently, green and yellow is Lil Wayne, not Wiz Khalifa, apparently.
I never said it was Wiz Khalifa.
Who did you say?
I said his is black and yellow, and then you said that guy is green and yellow.
Yeah, but no, but she's saying that the beat is apparently Lil Wayne's.
It is not Lil Wayne's beat. Fuck out of here. Lil Wayne's dumbass made a song to that beat too, man, but fuck him, it ain't his. He gonna pull some shit like, get the fuck out of here with that.
He goes, no comma.
No comma.
Well, you said green and yellow is Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the name of the song that he did. I know he did a song to the fucking beat, but it's not his beat. The original song was for Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, and then Jay Bird used that beat for Green and Yellow for the Packers.
Yeah. So did dumbass Lil Wayne. That's why that's sounding the same.
Yeah, but, you know, nobody gives a fuck about Wayne.
It's true. Because all them niggas dumb as fuck.
Yeah, we bulletproofed our rides like armadillos.
That should be the new remix to that song that I was just bitching at Lil Snow for and posting that song, 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne, Rich as Fuck. Remix it to These Niggas Dumb as Fuck.
Wait, Lil Snow likes fucking Lil Wayne? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. He comes back and we lost him. We lost him to the dark side.
Yes, we have. Wow. He's not allowed back up on here anymore.
And then, I don't know, I was bitching about it or whatever, and I was like, I just thought you should know.
Hey,
Hence his song, I Thought You Should Know, in case you didn't get that.
Yes, I got that.
Oh, man, look at this girl. This girl's ugly as fuck, man. What the hell is she doing on this, trying to draw people in and talk to sexy girls on the phone? She got, like, a big-ass nose that looks like it's broken.
Probably is.
But since she brought up Lil Wayne, man, we should make her torture, though, man. Let's hit her with some new Lotus. 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to hear 45 minutes. Okay. I was still kind of in shock with the fact that Lil Stone likes Lil Wayne.
I know. It kills all our brain cells. But stay with us, sir.
I'm trying. There you go. 45 minutes.
They kill that vermin. Trapdoor dropped open, the rope snapped tight, but still he up there squirming. Alive, hanging in the heat. Hear him gasping, kick his feet. Mortified people screaming in fright, but the little kids think it's sweet.
I am the executioner, send him to Lucifer. I'm from with the cross, call me the crucifer. Trip the damn cone. Body falls, kicking and dangles. It's time to cut me and strangles. The crowd roars, anticipates his doors. Thirsty for death, and they want to see more. Shit's in the groan. Time niggas don't sit to sleep, watch the chicken jerk till he's gone.
Are tied up behind his back, should kill him, someone should. His neck is stretching longer, the rope is that much stronger. His body sways in a gentle breeze, the sight is something somber.
His feet tangle and his throat gets tangled with a rope that strangles every bit of breath that's left out of his body until nothing's left. And I gotta be honest, I feel it in my chest. I'm a witness with a sickness who loves to watch him hang from a distance. Victim swinging until they're all witless. 45 minutes, at least someone in this.
What kept him alive?
Trippy 15, less than a full whole 60 minutes of life. A silence of sight with two wrongs combined together in an effort to make things right. Riot in silence, the crowd soaked in violence. Everyone stands still like a bunch of stone giants. Looking down on him as he swings and sway. He will not die until the motherfuckers all go away.
He swings, swings, jerks, jerks. A vulture nearby lurks, lurks. As he spins up on that rope, we wonder if it hurts, hurts. Hear him gasp for breath, breath. His soul is fighting death, death. If he gives up and lets go, show's over, nothing's left, left.
And we're back.
how about that? A whole list of people that were going to be on 2K15, and it was a fake list.
Damn.
Because mainly because they were missing important people that should be on the list, but weren't.
Wait, so what was the list? Like, who was on the list?
You have Del Rio, Aiden English, yeah. Rusev, AJ, Bad News Barrett, Batista, Big E, Big Show, Bray Wyatt, Bob Backlund, Bo Dallas, Buddy Rogers, Bret Hart, Brie Bella, Brock Lesnar, Brodus Clay for some reason, Brodo San Martino, Cameron, Cesaro, Jericho, Christian for some reason, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Corey Graves, Curtis Axel, Damian Sandow, Daniel Bryan, Darren Young for some reason, Dean Ambrose, Diesel, Dolph Ziggler, Eddie Guerrero, Edge, and Enzo Amore, whatever the fuck his name is, Rowan,
Amore.
Fandango, Hulk Hogan,
really?
Dust, Jack Swagger, JBL, The Usos, John Cena, Kane, Kingston, The Extension, Luke Harper, Mankind, Mark Henry, Mr. McMahon, Naomi, Natalya, Nikki Bella, Randy Orton, Randy Savage, Rey Mysterio for some reason, Ric Flair, RVD, Roman Reigns, R-Truth, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, Shawn Michaels, Sheamus, Sin Cara, Psycho Sid, Strange, I don't know, Stone Cold, Sting, Summer Rae, Tamina, The Great Khali, The Iron Sheik, which is weird, The Miz, The Rock, Titus O'Neil, Triple H, Tyler Breeze, Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker, Xavier Woods, and Yokozuna.
Damn.
Like, why do they got these random people in there? Yokozuna? Fucking
yeah, man, I just
Iron
found out
Sheik.
Why the fuck do we need the Big Show twice? Brock Lesnar twice.
The Rock twice.
Again, they're giving us John Cena and Kane twice.
Randy Orton twice. Because these things say classic version included. But this is a fake list, apparently.
I'll say there's no Paige.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Paige ain't on there, and if they're doing NXT people, they forgot, you know, Neville on there.
Yeah, seriously. And put him and remove that other faggot from the fucking vaudeville villains.
But see, if this is like a real thing of what they're going to do, if they're going to have NXT people on there, that's pretty dope.
Hell yeah, man. But they need to add Mason Ryan to it.
When's the last time he's done anything on NXT?
Good point. At least put Colin Cassidy up in there.
Yeah, why is the other guy on this list? But he's not.
Yeah, what the fuck? As long as the fucking French dude's not in there, I'll be happy.
So I see that WWE's listening to us again because on NXT tonight, fucking Renee Young was like, Adam Rose is the Willy Wonka of the WWE.
God damn it, WWE, stop stealing our line.
Like, really? Didn't we already say he was like Willy Wonka, like, months ago?
Yes, we did. What the fuck? They're stealing our lines again. They're our ideas. Fuck.
Because I heard that shit, I was like, really, dude? We thought about this months ago, man. You're a little late.
Bud.
Although, there's a good thing, though. They're going to have a tag team tournament in NXT to see who's going to face the Extension next.
Hell yeah.
So that starts next week.
That's you what's up, then. I'll probably be watching that tomorrow when I get home. Yeah, man, fucking teenagers up tonight.
They had only one good match.
And what was the first match?
The Hardy Boys versus the Wolves for the tag team titles.
Oh, yeah, and who won?
The Wolves.
Of course.
And that was the only good match. Well, that and the match with Low Key, Manic, and DJ Z.
I saw some shit talking about how he signed a multi-year or some shit contract with TNA, but didn't they just go under?
Yeah, technically.
So that was like big news apparently early today, but it doesn't make any sense since they're not going to be on TV.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if WWE was smart, you know, when they had fucking Cavall or Low Key with them, you know, they would have let him do, you know, the way he does things in TNA.
Oh, shit. This guy on cops right now looks like Butcher Knife Bandit. They finally got him.
Maybe it is him. You know, we don't hear from much of him anymore.
This looks just like him, except like an older version.
I believe it.
But yeah, you got your girl Becky Lynch, man. She's not all retarded anymore.
Man, she's sexy as all fuck.
She came out and she didn't do the whole stupid little dance she used to do. So that's a good thing.
You mean the jig? But funny enough, on TNA there was no knockout match at all.
So it's safe to say I missed nothing on that. So I made a good choice by actually watching NXT and Superstars on the time that it's actually on.
Yeah. I mean, next week, you know, we're going to have another match between the Carters and the Dudleys. Except it's going to be a 8-man... tag team extreme hardcore war match or something like that.
So, a no disqualification match.
Yep.
Just fucking say that.
So, it's going to be Minsky, Ezekiel Jackson, Rhino, and EC3.
Ezekiel Jackson. That was that guy.
Yeah. Ezekiel Jackson's up in TNA now.
Why did he ever leave the WWE?
I don't know. But yeah, man, that's... And it's going to be them versus Bully Ray, Dreamer, D-Von, and whoever the hell their fucking partner is going to be.
Going to be another ECW guy.
Probably.
It's going to be Raven.
God, I hope not. And Raven's cool and all, but yeah, I don't think he can take too many more beatings from Rhino or anybody else.
I don't know. Didn't he used to, like, run, like, TNA all the time? He was always on there.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to find that fucking match to see what's going to happen. Like, exactly, like, what's going to happen. I'm curious as to see who's going to be the fourth partner.
Wow. This person trying to drive away from the cops really sucked. What the hell was that? Oh, it's a person.
A book? Wait, what's a person?
They had something pinned to the ground, and it looked like it was something in a bag. But it was a person.
Damn.
In a hoodie.
Hello, Velvet Sky. It's funny how the fucking, how that match, well, the fact that, looks like TNA is staying in New York for a couple more fucking days or weeks.
No what?
Looks like TNA is going to be staying in New York for a couple more fucking days. Oddly enough, though, their tickets are actually cheaper than the V's.
I'm sure they are.
And for a fucking first row ringside, $75. For $50 for rows 2 and 3 ringside, and then you go, you know, $40, $30, and $20.
Yeah, see, $75 used to be the price for, like, the floor for WWE, but then, boom, now it's a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, seriously.
And then you go to the event and they give you shitty-ass matches.
Yeah, they really do.
So them people sitting up in the nosebleed, man, pay $20 to see some shitty ass matches.
Yeah.
They're okay with that though. They didn't pay a couple $100 to be in the front there to see the same match that we saw last week.
Yeah, true. Oh look, they're bringing in another wrestler for. That's going to be debuting on Impact while in New York.
Who's that?
Chris Melendez. Melendez.
Okay.
Let's see. TNA is happy to announce the signing of a true American hero. Chris Melendez is a former Army sergeant who served his country in Afghanistan, was awarded a Purple Heart because of injuries suffered in combat. The brave soldier returned home a single leg amputee. Melendez, member of the Wounded Warrior Project, had another dream to realize when he returned, and he dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler.
Didn't we already see this one-legged wrestler thing?
Oh, except, you know, Zach Gallen's just retarded.
But what the hell, man? Now TNA is going to pull a one-legged wrestler. What the fuck?
Let's see. Yeah, but I mean, it's the, first remarkable story begins as a kid growing up in Spanish Harlem. And that's why, now it's really, we're fucking losing the fucking, Santana. Going up in Spanish Harlem. Maria Maria. His grandmother introduced him to professional wrestling at a young age, and ever since he has been hooked. The ability to captivate an audience without having to say any words is what got me hooked. Inspired by his father, a Vietnam vet, and compelled by the event of September 11th, Chris joined the U.S. Army at the age of 17. At age 19, and with 23
of his Iraq deployment remaining, he sustained horrifying life-threatening injuries from an IED. Oh, well, see what he can do. Maybe he'll do a little bit better than Zach Gowen did. In fact, all Zach Gowen really was a...
Zach Gowen in a figure four in front of the liquor store.
Oh,
Violent J.
That's
just like Shaggy on that new that fucking song they did with the Mafia 6. Talk about I shoot at fat people because they run slow. Like, damn you, Shaggy.
Yeah, man, what the hell?
What's your shit play now? Doesn't really matter what we play then.
Exactly.
Well, let's go ahead and play that new Seth Crew track I put on there. Jimmy Stewart.
Yep, the Seth Crew. That's Coolio. Here we go, Jimmy Stewart.
I make music for a living, so every day is the weekend.
Yeah.
The blade ain't tucked away until everybody gets leaking.
Nope.
I've had it up to heaven with fatherfuckers critiquing. My suggestion is you suffer cocking, it's the devil speaking. Right up under the knife, I'm a villain still in the cut. Feeding on hate, I patiently wait and swill up a cup. Way be wondering what in the fuck is the motive for it. The devil said I should kill him, then got him instead ignoring. Emo with it, I'm morbid, my ism is out of orbit. They bought off what they can chew from you, funny how you ain't morbid. Arsenal is distorted with plenty curses and disses. Plus we don't discriminate, merchant any Mr. or Mrs. Appetite for destruction, cause if the recipe misses, we feed in on every scrap and don't bother to bust the dishes. This is what some wishes are made of and it's kinda silly. They go in hammer, can't touch me, but gotta pray they can feel me. Yeah.
Really, it's all fly in the friendly skies. I'm ready for whatever's headed my way. End change, friends change every 5 days. Identify snakes, venom into my space. You're giving them 5 minutes while I wait, hoping the moment that's gone. Develop identity, need some backbone. Bay boy, he wishing that he were back home. Charlie can't go back when the shit go black. I'm bringing disco back from Skid Row, out of Agony Central. You're grabbing at my microphone, I'm snapping your wrist bone. Anatomy splits, throw him like Vladimir Klitschko. You're pissed that I'm rapping fast, but I'm happy to spit slow. Cause everything goes fast, I watch as it go past. I'm tossing these breadcrumbs, you're lost with a roadmap. For losing our catalog, and shopping for vocab. They copy the flow, I give the gift of forgiveness. I thought you should know that, but business is business. Wanna know how we did it? Better get to jotting on notepads and read you a book, buddy. Sharpen your brain, but now it's smarter to play dumb. I'm part of the game, acquire target and aim. It ain't hard to be famous, I'm marking my anguish, but now it's starting to change us. So pardon my language, but fuck how you feel, you bitch ass motherfucker. You sucker for real, it ain't nothing to get you high. It's all fly in the friendly skies. I'm ready for whatever's headed my way. Ends change, friends change every 5 days. Identify snake venom into my space. You're giving them 5 minutes while I wait, holding the moment that's gone. Develop identity, need some backbone. Bay boy, he wishing that he were back home. Charlie can't go back when the shit go black. I'm bringing this girl.
You're talking that fly shit. Get ready for lift off. The rules don't apply, bitch. I'm ripping your lips off. Pussy in the dogfight. I really got its best. It's good you a dumb fuck. See, this is a crash test. Y'all average at best. You gotta start someplace. Tell me how to fuck the blood from under your tongue tape. Pursue and let one shake. Lock on and I scare fake. Then bust a 180. That's on behalf of my air brake.
Radio for your squad. We're taking over the sky. Clear out the way. Land now or say it's over. Goodbye. Cross your heart and hope to die. Make a wish to the rap lord. It's a wonderful life. Maybe you get what you ask for. That's yours. Ready to hit in the fast forward. But slow flow. Bang on hitting the dashboard. A trick of the light. Pick your dog fight. Mr. McFly. Call him a chicken and they're quick to reply. The hands quicker than the eye. It's all fly in the friendly skies. I'm ready for whatever's headed my way. End change. Friends change every 5 days. Identify snake venom into my space. You're giving them 5 minutes while I wait. Holding the moment that's gone. Develop identity, meet some backbone. Bay boy, he wishing that he were back home. Charlie can't go back when the shit go black. I'm bringing this girl back.
Strange music.
And we're back.
Yay.
Hey. Man, I'm kind of surprised Angel didn't show up tonight. Oh, well. Maybe he passed out while eating his rice and beans.
Probably.
Oh, well. It's his own fault, anyways.
Oh, yeah.
You ate eating way too much rice and beans. And I'm beginning to wonder if he's Puerto Rican or actually Mexican. I don't have mine. Mexican, I think Mexicans eat more than just rice and beans and Cheetos. What the fuck happened on Superstars? Anything good? Any good matches? Did they finally fire fucking Tyson Kidd?
Tyson Kidd? He was on NXT tonight.
What are you doing? Fucking whining and bitching about not having another title match?
He was losing to Adam Rose. Fact.
Fact. Sucks anyways.
Why is he gonna say that shit after everything?
I don't know.
But Superstars, let's see. You had Del Rio versus Gabriel. And somehow Gabriel elbowed him in the face and he busted him open.
Damn.
Because then he was all bloody by the end of the match. Then he had to get 7 stitches.
Wow.
So fuck you, Del Rio.
Only good thing Justin Gabriel's done in his career lately.
Yeah.
Bust him. Bust him.
Gave stitches to Del Rio. And then the other match was Sin Cara and Zack Ryder versus Slay the Gator.
Again? Didn't they do that in fucking main event?
No, that was Tyson Kidd and Zack Ryder.
Let me guess. Later Gator won.
Well, yeah, come on, man. It's that team, really? It's like a given. I don't know why they're pushing these two, man, but they are.
Yeah, seriously. Slater Gator is the worst. It's almost as bad as fucking, what the hell were they, millions of dollar bitches.
Prime time players.
Yeah, that's their name. Man, you see that? It's been so long, I've already forgotten their names.
Well, that name is not as bad as the people that debuted on NXT. They call themselves the Mechanics.
What the fuck?
Really? That's your fucking name? That's almost as good as the Mega Powers.
Who are the Mega Powers?
You don't remember the Mega Powers? Hulk Hogan and Macho Man?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Man, you see how good of a name that is? I completely forgot about them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but who the hell gives them these names? My God.
I don't know. And I'm beginning to wonder if fucking EC3 was right.
He ain't never right.
Oh, no, because of the fact, you know, he said that that he wasn't going to be calling fucking Ezekiel Jackson by, you know, the name that, you know, that the WWE gives him to a fucking random name generator.
What the fuck?
Yeah. He's convinced that he's convinced that WWE just gives on his name to gives people to an answer a random name generator.
Well, maybe team names.
Yeah, the mechanics. Slater Gator. Drive Axel.
Although it was funny though, on NXT they were. They actually have him say some funny shit on there.
Yeah, I can watch it tomorrow when I get home from work.
Like Neville said, yeah, your mom Snapchatted me earlier. It looks like she ain't the only one that likes to take selfies or some shit.
Man, I wish fucking Tyler Breeze was just fucking cashing his fucking title shot already and
yeah,
lose.
Yeah, he was like... Look at that, the director of The Hobbit's calling. Apparently you need him back on set. Yeah, at least they had a nice little fight right there at the beginning.
Hell yeah.
But then anything after that, not so much.
Like I said, but,
but it's probably more entertaining than anything on TNA.
It probably was. Like, holy shit, TNA just sucked tonight.
Like
horrible
match. Mojo and Bull are going to form a team.
What are they going to call it? Bull Mojo?
I don't know, man. That Mojo dude was talking to Jojo. He's like, man, I don't care if you're my partner, man. We can be Mojo and Mojo Jojo or some shit.
Really? Pop-off girl? Really?
But JoJo, man, apparently she's just a interviewer person now.
Damn. Man, she can interview me anytime she wants.
No, notice she didn't make it too far after, you know, being on Total Divas.
Yeah. I'm like, fucking, I'm like, you know, Eva Marie, who's still trying to learn how to wrestle.
Yeah, Eva Marie, man, she got everything. JoJo got the boot.
Hell yeah. Man, I could have sworn I fucking turned off notifications for this damn fucking post.
Nope. You'll never get away.
Man, I thought I won't. Such on the idiots are saying that their favorite Lotus track is Halls of Illusion. And what is a Juggalo?
These fucking people, man, is fighting a losing battle with these morons.
It really is.
Like, it's really not even worth fighting for anymore.
It really isn't.
It's like, alright, everybody hates us, we're a gang. Blah, 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 blah. It's really, don't have the energy to fight that anymore. Whatever. Great. We're a gang.
Yeah.
We're this and that. Wonderful. Whatever you want to say.
I'm beginning to wonder myself if it's even worth it.
But I guess around here, things aren't too bad since a cop rode up on me and my dog when we were walking in the field and shit, and I had a giant hatchet man on my shirt, and I guess he didn't care. I guess unless you're doing something bad, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're wearing ICP merchandise.
Hey, that's right.
This cop rode up, and he was apparently looking around the park and shit because there was a bunch of garbage and shit everywhere. These bastard-ass kids around here always up there drinking and shit.
It's the same way fucking here.
You know, it'd be alright if, like, you know, they didn't leave a giant fucking mess everywhere.
And some
people wouldn't know that you were there. But it's nice to see the cops came on time, though. The next morning.
Oh, fuck.
You know, because, you know, people party in the middle of the night, you know, and then The cops show up in the morning and investigate, really?
Like, they can't show up, you know, when it's actually going down?
Yeah, you know, that's how cops are. They're never there when they should be.
This is very true.
One of my favorite moments are whenever you see cops just blow past through stop signs.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Really, motherfucker?
Like, that's like, we gotta stop, so why don't you?
Like, I'm just saying, nobody stops at the stop signs over here, but then to see the cop not stop either, it's like, really? No wonder none of these motherfuckers stop.
And it's like, I mean, it's like how, like, I think it was like Leftfield or something like that. Fucking cop driving in his own car. Not in one of the cop cars, but his own car. Came fucking speeding into the fucking parking lot at my job. Just for a parking space and just go do a little shopping. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, we get ticketed for speeding, but it's okay for you to do it.
Well, you should have said something, man. He's coming on your shit. You work here.
This is true.
But, like, excuse me, I'd appreciate it if you didn't speed through my parking lot.
Yeah, and put my carts back.
On the ground.
I swear, fucking kids nowadays listen to the most stupidest music.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, nah, man. Like, I had some kids fucking pulling my fucking, like, pulling through this. Watching some super shit, like, what the fuck is that? Like, they said the name of the band was Adventure Club.
Ain't that a cartoon?
Hey, but that's my check, yeah. I'm like, so.
Or is that a Adventure Time or some shit?
I know it's Adventure Time, but,
It sounds like it's like a cartoon or something.
It does.
The hell kind of music was it?
I actually, they're like, it's chill out music.
Say chill out music?
I'm like, what the fuck is chill out music?
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck?
I'm like, that's not even a genre. They're like, it's chill step. All this,
chill
yeah.
Step. So, bullshit dubstep.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know how anybody could even listen to that. How do you just drive around listening to that?
I don't know. I seriously don't. It's like fucking yesterday, you know, fucking, I'm just chilling. All of a sudden, some fucking Mormon knocked on my damn door. Trying to preach about God, give me a pamphlet.
And knock on your door? Well, what the fuck did you answer your door for?
And just because of the fact, you know, just in case, you know, there's my cousin knocking on the door or something like that.
You don't have a window, a peephole, anything?
Yeah. I was too lazy to look through the peephole.
Seriously? If you would just take the time to look, you wouldn't have to deal with that.
That's okay, because I took the pamphlet and I ripped it up in front of them, and then I unblessed them.
You unblessed them? What?
Yeah.
And
how did you
do that exactly?
Okay, you know how like priests, you know, bless people, like, you know, like doing the whole, like, the cross sign and shit like that.
Yeah.
Well. I did an upside down cross.
Really? You're a fucking idiot. Wow. It's probably the first time I ever heard of that.
Like I said, I am blessed them.
Wow.
And of course today at work my fucking coworker Bruce getting trying to fucking pamphlet for fucking Jehovah's Witness. He came outside like, hey, I found you some reading material. Man, I ripped that shit up. I threw it in the garbage.
It's funny that all this shit ends up coming to you.
Yeah, seriously. Like, damn it. Why? I don't
know. So Facebook informed me that you've been watching Jesse. So how do you like that show?
And I fucking, man, I want to watch that because of Debbie Ryan, man.
Facebook informed me that you've been watching Jesse for the past couple of days. I was like, what the hell is this nigga sitting on fucking Netflix watching Jesse? This shit is on the Disney Channel. Just watch it on the Disney Channel.
Hey, why the fuck is Facebook informing people of what I'm watching?
Man, it told me that, man. Like, it was getting close to showtime yesterday, and it said, Havoc was watching Jesse. I was like, what the fuck? This is why we ain't doing a show. He's watching fucking Jesse.
Man, I told you there was going to be a show last night, too.
I know, but I'm just saying. Well, nice to yourself.
Man.
Yeah, so maybe you should not put everything on Facebook.
Yeah, probably not.
It does a stalking for everybody. All we do is just gotta see it.
Yeah, seriously.
What the hell is this, man? The damn baby's face is blurred out on here.
All right, here we go. Yesterday, Havoc watched Jesse on Netflix.
See?
Like, why is it informing people what I'm watching?
You gave it permission to tell people.
July 29th, Havoc is watching Jesse on Netflix. Here, I can probably change that.
So any other kid shows you've been watching?
Dog with a Blog.
Seriously, that show fucking stupid.
Living Maddie. Kicking it.
I don't even understand what the fuck that show is even about.
I don't think anybody does.
You know you watch all this shit on the Disney Channel, right?
Yeah, and Gilmore's World, of course.
Man, I barely watched that first episode of that.
Hey, it's on demand.
Yeah, but last time I checked to watch that first episode, it was only in HD, and my box isn't in HD. I was like, how are you just going to have it in HD? Like, really? What the fuck?
Yeah. But, and now I'm not going to go watch fucking Jesse, but I'm going to go pass out for work.
You fucking idiot.
We will be back tomorrow night.
Oh, great.
Peace.
Bye.